It's Tuesday, the 30th of April, and I'm Tonata Kadila with your 5 p.m. news. Namibia Future Media Holdings and Venture Media Publications today announced the official launch of the nominations round for the prestigious Best of Namibia 2024 Awards. The National Pride Campaign invites all Namibians to celebrate businesses and organizations that contribute to the country's success. The nomination process takes place online at bestofnam.com. Here's Future Media CEO Gary Strobel.
So Best of Namibia will be a new platform for the public, the audiences and readers, the readers of Venture Media and their various publications, the audiences of Future Media, both television and radio, to select the businesses they believe are truly the best in a wide range of different categories, ranging from best campsite to best steakhouse to best place to fix your car. It really is the experiences of the customers that become almost a democratic process in recognizing those businesses that go above and beyond in terms of innovation and service.
And here's Andre Compion, Managing Director of Fly Namibia.
Fly Namibia, obviously, we want to play our role where we can contribute. We find this is an excellent opportunity for us to do contribute. This competition will lead to a fair judgment of the performance of each business that's going to be nominated in it. I think in the first year, we're going to see winners who deserve the accolades, but that's going to put pressure on the losers to up their game and to increase the levels of service that are not always there where they should be in the country. So I think overall, this is going to be a lasting and a long-term positive impact on the country this is going to have.
On Wednesday, the world will mark Workers' Day, or May Day, which is a celebration of the international labor movement in over 80 countries and commemorates the struggles and sacrifices of workers and the labor movement. Labor expert Herbert Jauch comments.
We're facing Workers' Day again with very serious challenges for workers. Some have come a long way, like the increasing levels of unemployment, particularly reaching also young people, but also very poor conditions of employment in most industries across the country. The latest data we had indicated that over 75% of Namibian workers earn wages of 1,500 Namibia dollars per month or less. And that's an absolute shocking finding. And 34 years after independence, we would have expected to make a major dent in that. So Workers' Day would be a day to rethink strategies from perspective of workers.
The African Union Commission has appointed former Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta to lead a team of observers tasked with overseeing South Africa's upcoming election. The team will consist of 60 short-term observers and 3 core team electoral experts. They will observe the elections from 21 May to the 3rd of June 2024. The primary mandate of the team will be to provide impartial reporting on and assessments of the quality of the poll. And finally, the G7 nations have agreed to phase out coal power stations by 2035. The Italian government, which is hosting a meeting of G7 energy ministers, said an initial agreement was reached on Monday. Giles Gibson has more from Rome.
This is a significant step because it's the first time that the G7 nations have agreed to a specific timeline when it comes to phasing out coal power stations. It also follows the pledge from almost 200 countries at the COP28 Climate Change Conference last December to transition away from fossil fuels, including crude oil and coal. However, while this latest deal from the G7 does include large economies such as the US and Japan, it does not cover China or India, who are two of the world's biggest users of coal.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.